You know, it doesn't matter if you kept the receipt. The following holiday gift is one item that simply cannot be returned. Hope you like it just the same. The Christmas Elf was recorded live at the Slipper Room on November 26th. It was part of our annual Holiday Haunts special.
The origins of certain holiday traditions can be difficult to trace with total accuracy, but the following story features a very modern addition to the Yuletide season that seems to be, for better or for worse, not going anywhere anytime soon.
Go on and ask him, Uncle Dale.
Hey, sport.
Hey.
Heard you done real well at school, huh?
I got a reward.
A reward?
He means an award.
An award? You did. What for?
I was being good at school.
He got his first award for good behavior at school, for being helpful to others.
We're so proud of you, Charlie. What do you say, Uncle Dale?
I'm super proud of you, my dear nephew. Put her there. High five, yeah.
We're all so proud for you, Charlie. Come here, buddy. Give Grandpa a hug. That's a good fella. Grandpa loves you so much.
Well, it's a good thing I'm hearing such good news, because I have quite a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it?
If I tell you, it won't be a surprise, right?
Well, just tell me what it is.
Charlie.
I bet you're going to take me to Dave and Buster's, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, whenever you say maybe, you mean yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, you're so sure you guessed it, huh?
I guessed it. I know I did. You can't hide it from me, Uncle Dale. I can see right through you.
We'll see. We'll see. Charlie, maybe it won't be what you think. Maybe it'll be something even better.
Oh, nah. We're going to Dave and Buster's. Yes! Mom, can I go now? I want to watch Teen Titans.
Well, since you finished your dinner, yes, you can.
But only 1 hour of TV before bed, right?
Right, Dad. No problem.
Holy cow. Is that the same kid?
Charlie has made a lot of progress since you last saw him, which was, I don't know when.
I know. I'm a lousy uncle. I gotta be better than that.
You're also his godparent. Don't forget.
Well, this is the first time I've seen him so friendly and polite with anyone other than you, Dad.
The therapy combined with the meds have had a miraculous effect, Dale. I mean, Dr. Christian has really done a world of good for Charlie.
We were at our wits' end.
It's no secret by now, but our marriage was really on the line from all the strain.
Yeah, but we're going to be okay now. Right, honey?
I still can't get over how much he's changed. I remember how much you had to fight with him just for him to say hello to me.
He's always been a good boy. He's just had his struggles, that's all. You and Kendall had your struggles growing up too, Dale.
Well, we never threatened to kill you, did we, Dad?
Well, you know, I've always stood by my children and my grandchildren. Charlie is much better now, Dale.
Grandpa, now I need some green paint.
Well, we have several shades of green. This here's juniper. I have some emerald, too.
I like that one.
That one's called fern green. Good choice. Perfect, since we're painting Christmas trees.
I wish my tree looked as good as yours.
Oh, I think I like yours better, Charlie.
Really? I think mine looks like poop.
Poop? You're silly.
You're silly.
Well, here's a little trick. I'll add a little more depth to your Christmas tree. You just take the brush like this and...
I can do it myself.
Oh, I never said you couldn't. Just watch what I do, see? See what I'm doing? Just like making a smile.
Oh.
And see? Now we have ourselves a nice branch, and now we have another. And another? No, you try now.
Hey, Grandpa, how much longer are we going to be painting? We almost finished. It's almost bedtime for Charlie.
Almost done. Please let me finish.
I think we just need another 5 minutes or so.
Okay, you have just 5 minutes, fellas.
But I'm not tired. I want to stay up with Grandpa some more.
I hope you know that Santa is watching.
Besides, you'll miss the surprise if you don't hit the hay soon.
Surprise? What surprise? Tell me what it is.
Then it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
Come on then, let's wrap it up.
All right, Daddy. Does Charlie have his jammies on?
Yes, he does.
Teeth all brushed?
Yeah, look. Smell my breath.
Good. I will take your word for it. Now, are you ready for the surprise?
Yes.
Great. Here it is.
A toy elf. Cool.
Yes, but he's not really a toy to play with. I'm supposed to place him here on your dresser.
You've heard of this thing before.
I think so. He watches me to make sure I'm good.
That's right.
Some of the kids in school have him, too.
The elf is watching, Charlie, and he tells Santa everything. So make sure to be extra good.
But haven't I been good already?
Oh, yes, you have, sweetheart. This is just a fun Christmas tradition.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Remember to be extra good. Santa's going to be making his list and checking it twice. Give Mommy a kiss.
Daddy too.
Good night, sweetie. I love you.
Love you, Mommy.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, Daddy.
Sleep tight.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer.
You got the lyrics wrong, kid.
Who said that?
The correct lyric is, Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. I thought you loved toys, kiddo.
Dad, is that you?
Nope. Guess again.
It can't be Grandpa. Uncle Dale, I'm gonna turn on the light.
You will do no such thing. Stay right where you are and listen to me.
Why?
Well, I'm here to watch you. I'm watching you right now. In the dark.
Oh, this isn't funny. Mom! Dad! Mom! Mom!
Okay, what is it, Charlie? What's the matter?
The elf. I don't like it. It scares me. Please, 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 take it away.
It's all right. It's all right, honey. See? I told you. This thing is creepy.
I'm sorry. He seemed to like it. All right, sweetie, we're taking it away. See? It's all right now. Mommy and Daddy are taking it away.
Throw it out. Throw it in the garbage.
All right, son. It's okay now, all right? Try and go back to sleep.
It's okay, sweetheart. It's out of here. Okay? Good night.
Good night.
He's making a list. Checking it twice. Charlie, why did you do that? Such a tattletaler.
Stop.
Keep your voice down.
Go away.
I'm not going away. You be quiet and listen to me.
I won't. I'm going to call my mom.
Don't you move another muscle. You call them again, and we're going to have a serious problem, you and me.
What?
You call them again, and someone is going to get hurt very bad. You want that to happen?
No.
Then you listen to me. Tomorrow, you will let Mom and Dad know that you want me to stay in your room after all. That you've changed your mind. That you actually like having me around.
But I don't.
That's what you'll tell them.
I won't.
You snitch on me again, and I will be very, very angry. Someone will be hurt very bad. That someone might be you, Charlie. Go on. Call them again. Go on! I dare you! Anytime you're ready. That's what I thought.
Dad, what are you doing?
The dishes.
Why don't you just use the dishwasher?
I find washing the dishes to be an almost therapeutic task.
Okay.
Hey there. Gotta run. Today's the big meeting. Grabbing the last muffin here if it's okay.
Just a second. Did you talk to Charlie before you dropped him off?
Yeah.
And? What did he say?
He felt bad about what happened. That he actually likes the elf. So he went and found it in the living room where you left it and put it back on his dresser. Okay, I really have to go now.
But I didn't leave the elf in the living room. I left it here in the kitchen.
We want to take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor, BarkBox. Let's check in with FMT spokesdog Theo and the rest of the gang as they gear up for the holidays.
Theo! What's wrong, boy? Theo, speak to me! What happened here? Allie, did you ask him to play dead again?
I think you have some explaining to do, mister.
Me? I'm the human here. How is it that I always end up in the doghouse?
Liver-flavored tinsel? Really? You call that a Christmas gift?
He was eating the tinsel off the tree anyway. It was either liver flavor or head cheese.
Oh, you gotta put more thought into a holiday gift when it comes to our widow furry man, Michael.
Theo, I love you and all, but I think you're barking up the wrong Christmas tree. Cut me some slack, why don't you?
Santa!
And what am I, chopped liver?
Rudolph?
Step aside, punk, and leave the gift given to the professionals.
Hey, you tell them, Rudy!
Shut up, Fats. I'm running this here operation.
Sure thing, boss. Talking about the roadster, yeah!
No, I have here in my little hooves a neatly wrapped parcel for a certain little pooch named Theo, is it? Here you go, pal. Courtesy from your friends at the North Pole and BarkBox.com/mystery. This BarkBox is filled to the brim with the very best quality dog treats and toys that will merry up your Christmas and make the Yuletide bright and all that jazz. Here you go, pal. Now start chewing.
Now that's how you give a gift. Thanks, Rudolph.
Anytime, toots.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't
Skip
you...
Skip the poetry, Tubby. We're done here. Let's make some tracks.
Sure thing, Big R.
Wait. How does this BarkBox thing work if we want to order some more for Theo?
Yeah, do I have to do everything around here? Step one, go to BarkBox.com/mystery. Step two, you choose your dog's size. Tell him how big your dog's bark is. Small and cute, just right, or big and bold. Step three, choose a plan. 1, 6, or 12-month plans are available. Cancel any time and shipping is free, baby. Then you get your BarkBox. BarkBoxes are shipped on the 15th of each month. Get excited, punk. All BarkBox products are shipped to your door and you get a unique variety of toys and treats that you won't find anywhere else. All edibles are made in the U.S. and Canada, and BarkBox will replace any items your dog doesn't like, and that ain't no lie. So can we go now, Butter Britches? Feeling any wiser?
I can see why they call him Rudolph.
Don't think I didn't hear that, bub. Go to BarkBox.com/mystery to get the pooper scoop on all the best there is in doggy treats and toys. Tell them Rudy Rednose showed you the light. That's BarkBox.com/mystery for a free extra month when you sign up for a 6 or 12-month plan. Once again, for all the screwballs out there with wax in their ears, get a free extra month at BarkBox.com/mystery.
Take it from Theo and Rudy Rednose. BarkBox is a great gift for your favorite furry friend. Get that free extra month when you subscribe at BarkBox.com/mystery. Now, back to the Christmas elf.
Mrs. Arden.
Yes, Dr. Christian.
Has anything of note happened to Charlie since I saw him last week?
Why do you ask?
He doesn't seem like himself today. He looks very tired. I'm concerned it might be a side effect of his medication.
Oh, I think I know the reason for what you're noticing.
Yes?
He had a little scare last night. He might have lost some sleep as a result.
A little scare?
I decided to try out that thing. You know, the Christmas elf. You're familiar with that, right?
Yes, I am.
He still believes in Santa Claus, you see, and I thought the elf would be a fun little something extra. Anyway, we left it in his room, and he was scared of it, so we took it away. But the thing is, he took it back into his room later on. He's not scared of it anymore, it seems. Strange, huh?
It is a little peculiar, yes. May I offer you my personal opinion, Mrs. Arden?
Of course.
While I want to be sensitive to the practices and traditions of others, I continue to have a difficult time reconciling with the whole Santa Claus myth. The way we contradict all that we endeavor to teach our children in terms of being honest and telling the truth, by essentially deceiving them with a fantasy based on satisfying base material desires.
I can certainly see your point of view, but...
I know. I don't expect that to change anytime soon. I can accept that. But what I can't abide is the truly abhorrent and cynical nature of the Christmas elf. It's toxic, nasty stuff.
How so?
Consider the game being played. A toy that is supposed to watch you. An act of surveillance, of a police state, so to speak. Being spied on. Conditioning a child to accept such a thing. It's beyond offensive.
Dr. Christian, I see what you're getting at, but I'm not sure it's as severe or sinister as you're making it out to be.
As Charlie's therapist, I'm not asking you to stop the Santa Claus and his eight tiny reindeer charade. But where the Christmas elf is concerned, I'm actually pleading with you not to continue with it any further. I sincerely fear it may undo some truly hard-won progress we've made with your son.
You feel that strongly about it, do you?
I do. Please heed my advice, Mrs. Arden.
Please don't.
Charlie!
It's okay. He can stay.
We've changed our minds about the elf.
I like it now.
But you were so scared of it last night. What's changed?
Mom, leave it, please.
You look scared now, Charlie.
Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Okay.
Don't touch it. Don't even touch
it. Calm down, Charlie. No need to raise your voice. Just leave the doll there for now, Kendall. It'll be all right.
Okay. Good night, sweetie. I said good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Charlie.
You all right now, honey?
Yes.
Good night.
Well done, lad. Very well done.
Please, please leave me alone.
Christmas time will soon be here. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late. Really sticks in your head, doesn't it? Know what really sticks in your head, too? Those funny little pills you take at breakfast. You really think you need those to feel better?
I do feel better when I take them.
Yeah, here's a plan for tomorrow. You're gonna take those little pills, and instead of swallowing them with your breakfast, you're gonna hide them in your pocket when no one is looking.
Why?
You just do as I tell you. Remember, you don't want to make someone like me angry. Someone might get hurt.
What if I don't? What if I take them anyway? How will you know?
I'll be watching you. It's what I do, after all.
Knock, knock.
Come on, Charlie. You're supposed to say who's there.
I don't want to.
But I promise this knock, knock joke is the bomb, Charlie.
Don't be rude, Charlie. Just say who's there.
I said I don't want to.
Come on, sport. It's okay.
Charlie.
All Uncle Dale does is make stupid jokes.
Charlie, you apologize to Uncle Dale right now. What is Santa going to say when he...
No, well, shut up. Everybody, just shut up. Shut up.
I'm so sorry, Kendall.
I feel so guilty, Dad.
He was doing so well. It's like the old Charlie is back.
You have to stand by him more than ever. He'll come around.
I don't know what to do when he loses his temper like that. I'm terrified of him. We can't go back there. We can't. I'll be a prisoner in my own home.
Let me spend some time with him, Kendall.
I look at his eyes, and there's nothing there. I'm scared, Dad. I'm really scared this time.
He's still a good boy.
He's starting to talk about knives again.
Knives. Knives. Yes, knives. So many in the house. So many to choose from, right? There's the butter knife. The steak knife. The butcher knife. Which one did you pick, Charlie?
The butcher knife.
Speaking of choices, we have a whole family over for Christmas. All of them fast asleep in their beds. There's good old Uncle Dale, Grandpa, Dad, Mom. Which one will it be? Decisions, decisions, eh?
Yes.
Which one of their rooms should you creep into? None of them got you anything good for Christmas, anyway. Nothing as good as that beautiful knife in your hands. You've always wanted a knife just like that one, haven't you?
Yes.
But no one would ever let you have what you really wanted, right? They said you were too little. Not a big boy. Only big boys get to use knives. What a bunch of nonsense! You're a big boy now. It's time to show them what a big boy can do.
I'm a big boy.
Are you ready then?
I'm ready.
Are you?
I am.
Charlie!
Ah! What was that?
Charlie!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Charlie!
We're coming! We're coming!
What's going on here? I heard a scream!
Get out of the way!
I'm a big boy! I showed you!
Please, put down that knife, son. Good boy.
Oh my God.
Easy, Dale.
It's all right, Charlie. It's all right.
Where is all that blood coming from?
I showed him.
Charlie, are you hurt? Did you cut yourself?
No, he's fine. Not a scratch on him.
I'm a big boy.
Come here, son. It's all right.
Daddy. Charlie. Mommy.
Where the hell is all the blood coming from?
Oh, God. How can that be? It's coming from the doll.
Comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each new toy. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little feller's Christmas is just another day. He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. Some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart He hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot. I'm so sorry for that laddie. He has.
And now I'd like to invite our resident poet, Dr. David Linton, to read this frightfully fascinating bit of holiday verse by Ogden Nash. We unearthed it just for this special occasion.
The boy who laughed at Santa Claus. In Baltimore there lived a boy. He wasn't anybody's joy. Although his name was J.B.'s Dawes, his character was full of flaws. In school he never led his classes. He hid old ladies' reading glasses. His mouth was open when he chewed, and elbows to the table glued. He stole the milk from hungry kittens and walked through doors marked no admittance. He said he acted thus because there wasn't any Santa Claus. Another trick that tickled J.B.'s was crying boo at little babies. He brushed his teeth, they said in town, sideways instead of up and down. Yet people pardoned every sin and viewed his antics with a grin, till they were told by J.B.'s Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Deploring how he did behave, his parents swiftly sought their grave. They hurried through the portals pearly, and J.B.'s left the funeral early. Like whooping cough from child to child, he sped to spread the rumor wild. Sure as my name is J.B.'s Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Slunk like a weasel or a marten through nursery and kindergarten, whispering low to every tot, there isn't any, no there's not. The children wept all Christmas Eve, and J.B.'s chortled up his sleeve. No infant dared hang up his stocking for fear of J.B.'s ribald mocking. He sprawled on his untidy bed, fresh malice dancing in his head, when presently, with scalp a-tingling, J.B.'s heard a distant jingling. He heard the crunch of sleigh and hoof crisply alighting on the roof. What good to rise and bar the door? A shower of soot was on the floor. What was beheld by J.B.'s Dawes? The fireplace full of Santa Claus. Then J.B.'s fell upon his knees with cries of don't and pretty please. He howled, I don't know where you read it, but anyhow, I never said it. J.B.'s, replied the angry saint, it isn't I, it's you that ain't. Although there is the Santa Claus, there isn't any J.B.'s Dawes. Said J.B.'s then with impudent vim, oh, yes, there is, and I am him. Your magic don't scare me, it don't. And suddenly he found he wasn't. From grimy feet to grimy locks, J.B.'s become a jack-in-the-box, an ugly toy with springs unsprung, forever sticking out his tongue. The neighbors heard his mournful squeal. They searched for him, but not with zeal. No trace was found of J.B.'s Dawes, which led to thunderous applause. And people drank a loving cup and went and hung their stocking up. All you who sneer at Santa Claus, beware the fate of J.B.'s Dawes. The saucy boy who mocked the saint, Donner and Blitzen licked off his paint.
And that concludes our episode for this week. Kendall was played by Casey LaForest. Jonathan was played by Alan LaForest. The grandfather was played by David Linton. Uncle Dale was played by Michael Pate. Dr. Christian was played by James Kleinman. The Elf was played by Eric Davy Gislason. And the part of Charlie was played by me, Allie Silva. The musical performance, The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot, written by Michael Carr and Tommy Connor, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Christmas Elf was directed by Holly Payne Strange and written by Sylvan Sandovar. Holiday Haunts was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. We would be thrilled with the gift of your rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback does a lot to keep the lifeblood flowing for our little production company. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle @FiresideMystery. We have lots of Fireside Mystery Theater swag that would make great gifts you can score for yourself or the FMT fan in your life. T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool gear with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and explore our online shop. Speaking of sales, this week and next, all t-shirts are $14. Want to experience the fun and excitement of one of our live tapings? Well, if you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area, you've got many opportunities to see us in action. This Sunday, December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Slipper Room, we tape our show, The Master's Hand, sordid tales of artists and the works they create. Get those tickets at slipperroom.com. We also have a special appearance lined up at the historic Morris Jumel Mansion with our original story, inspired by the fascinating grand lady of Manhattan's oldest house. Find us there on December 17th at 5 p.m. at the Victorian Holiday Party. Tickets available at morrisjumel.org or find the link on our website. Coming up in the new year, on Sunday, January 28th at 7 p.m., we're back at the Slipper Room. Come set sail with us for an evening of lost voyages and other nautical nightmares. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Door to door, they go to sing songs of cheer. But has this craggy bunch of carolers stayed out a bit too late? Find out in next week's episode, The Carolers. Find it here or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Allie Silva, reminding you that it's the most wonderful time of the year to mind the shadows.